KUER and PRX are bringing a brand new podcast to listeners called Preach. It features conversations with people of all different religious backgrounds living in the so-called messy middle of faith. No authority figures or experts, just average people grappling with life's big questions. The show's host is Lee Hale, who has been covering the LDS Church for the station for the last few years. I asked him how reporting on religion impacted his own journey in faith.
I don't talk about my faith very often because honestly, there's no room for it or space for it when you're doing quick news stories. It's kind of irrelevant. But the reason I've been able to report the way I have is because I'm a Mormon. And probably the worst thing you can do to your faith is to cover your own church. Like, that's a bad idea if you want your faith to remain intact, because you do examine the institution, you examine the controversy, and you focus on the things that are tough. And that's what I've been doing. And thankfully, Preach has given me a little bit of a break from that.
It's a vulnerable space, it sounds like.
Yeah, I like being honest about that, because I think a lot of people can relate to a time in their life where they have to examine their faith in uncomfortable ways. And I've done that kind of publicly in a way. And now I'm doing it especially publicly because I'm talking about it on this podcast. But it's been hard, yeah.
Preach deals with big questions. They feel really big. Are they too daunting in some ways?
No, I think everybody thinks about life's big questions, like, is there a God? Where do we go when we die? You know, what does it mean to be a good person? I just think you need to feel safe before you trust people with your own answers or your own kind of wondering. And what Preach is all about is, let's make this the safe kind of conversation. And not safe as in careful, but safe as in, like, thoughtful. And let's make a space where people can play around with those things. Our first guest, Rainn Wilson, the episode is out now. He kind of says very simply a thought that a lot of people have had, which is, you know, whether there's a God or not determines a ton of how you live your life.
If there's a creator, then there's a purpose. And who we are is not just our bodies, but we continue on in some way after this physical plane. And if there's not, then live a great 70 to 90 years on this planet. Have as much pleasure and meaning and fulfillment as you possibly can, and then die, and that's it. And there's no ramifications for anything you do. So I really needed to dig deeper.
He kind of does it slightly clumsily, but I like that because we're not talking to philosophers or experts, you know. We're talking to people who are stumbling through these questions, and I love when people are honest about that.
Right. I think you call it the messy middle of
faith.
The messy middle,
yeah.
What is it about that that kind of draws you in?
I just got tired, especially as a religion reporter, of people having an agenda. And I feel like when something's messy for somebody, you don't really have an agenda because you're just too busy working your way through it. I guess I'm drawn to that because that's where I find myself. It's messy. I am a religious person. I'm a faithful person. But that means something different every year of my life.
Who's a guest that you've interviewed who embodied that mess?
Glenn Washington. He's the host of the public radio show Snap Judgment. And he was actually raised in what he calls a Christian cult. It was in kind of rural Michigan. Even though Glenn and his family are black, it was actually kind of a white supremacist cult. And so there's a lot of things that are very problematic about the way he was raised and the beliefs he was given. But he was also told as a child over and over again that he was a child of God, that there was a spark of divinity in him. And although Glenn now doesn't really believe in God, he's agnostic, he says he sees kind of that spark of divinity in his children.
When I say that there is a purpose for my children, for me, for the world, that there's a judgment that happens, or there's karma in the world, am I telling them that that's a religion? Those are religious concepts that I'm telling my kids, and I am not a religious person, but I still believe those things. I believe they're here for something. I believe that I see the spark of the divine in them. No question about it. Am I religious because I said that stuff? Maybe.
And I love that even though he had so many things that he's left behind, so much baggage that he rightfully so had to get rid of to move on with his life, there has been some crossover from his past, like this idea of seeing God in yourself. Even for someone who doesn't believe in God, he can still see that in the people he loves.
What do you hope listeners get out of this or take away from these conversations?
the same thing that I've been experiencing doing the interviews, which is you're probably doing okay. Like you're doing all right. And when someone's honest, it's alarming how well you can relate to people no matter the faith they come from. I've found so many commonalities, so many crossover points with people I've interviewed, whether it's someone who's Baha'i or Muslim or someone who's Mennonite. Like every person I've talked to, there have been plenty of things I felt I could relate to. So I want people to learn about faith through this podcast, but most importantly, I want them to see themselves and other people, especially people they wouldn't expect to.
Lee Hale is the host of the new podcast from KUER, Preach. Thanks so much.
Thanks.